Morning, church. I hope you didn't miss what just happened there. That was church, okay? Sometimes we reduce church to a gathering or a event that happens, but seeing this family, love Josue and Zach and Laura, and just the connections that you see. That's what church is. That's what church is about. So I hope we never lose that. As God gives growth, I really hope we never lose that. That's incredible. We don't have a lot of time. This is a pretty packed service. So John said, you know, could you share something, just a little something, to prepare us for Communion Sunday? So I'm gonna share with you just a quick story. But before we get into the story, I just want to read this passage from Romans 5:8. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. I told you I'm from South Africa and we like stories. So I'm going to tell you a story. It's a good story that really gripped me the first time I ever heard it. It's set in the Second World War in a German Nazi concentration camp of Auschwitz. The story was told by Francesco Granowczyk. He was a Polish Jew who spent his time in the camp and lived in incredible fear for his life during World War II. And the story opens on a cold winter's morning. All the prisoners are assembled in the quadrangle, snow covered everyone. And the German commandant, who was presiding over them, stood up and he said, "Last night, two prisoners escaped. They've been found. They've been executed. In keeping with our policy here at Auschwitz, there are 10 more prisoners who need to die." And they did this, obviously, to deter anyone thinking about escaping. And he stood there in the cold, and the prisoners, obviously, in incredible fear, stood there. And in his hand, he had a manifesto of everyone's name in the camp. He said, "I'm going to read these names at random, and you need to come forward." Francesco says he stood there gripped by fear. Can you imagine standing there? He said his fingernails were cutting into his hands as he clenched his fists next to him. As the names were called out, 4 names, 5 names, 6 names. Incredible fear gripped him. 8 names, 9 names. And then like a hot poker in his belly, he heard his name called out. He wailed and he screamed. He blubbered like a baby. He cried and he begged for his life. He begged for his wife's sake. He begged for his children's sake. And then something strange happened. Suddenly another prisoner broke rank and asked to address the commandant. The prisoner was a Franciscan monk named Maximilian Kolbe. Father Kolbe was also known as the Saint of Auschwitz, or the Christ of Auschwitz. He was known to give his food to people more hungry than he was. He gave his blankets away to people who had greater need than himself. It was said he lived so selflessly among us, it was as though Christ himself were imprisoned with us. The doctor Rudolf Diem later recalled, "I can say with certainty that during my 4 years in Auschwitz, I never saw such a sublime example of the love of God and one's neighbor." He said to the commandant, "This prisoner is young and fit and strong, and I am old and frail. He can break rocks better than I can. I'm a priest. I'm alone. I do not have a family. He has a wife and children. Take me." The commandant looked at him and said, 10 names are 10 names after all. and he granted his request. The prisoners were locked in a cave in the ground, and over 2 weeks they were starved to death. Father Kolbe was said, comforted and prayed with them as and was eventually brutal. He was the last to survive and was eventually brutally executed and was buried in a mass grave. Francesco, this Polish Jew who eventually survived Auschwitz, said, "When someone dies that you may have life, you cannot waste a moment for it. For to do so is to dishonor the memory of the one who died for you." This story to me is a really profound example of what it means to have someone die in your place. Jesus died in your place, and in your place, and in your place, in my place. God demonstrated his love for us, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. And as we come and we take communion, I want us to think about that someone died in our place. It's profound.